Talk about the Penrith Panthers. Now, you would have heard me off the top there. I think Tyrone May is a separate issue to Nathan Cleary and Stephen Crichton in this one. And when I read the statement yesterday, mate, from the Panthers saying that we'll discuss this Tyrone May at the board meeting, surely his position at the club is on the line?
At what point do the Panthers say it's worth it? Look, I mean, he's an okay contributor to that club. He played 13 minutes off the bench in the grand final. I think he fills a hole in terms of a roster when there's injuries and there's origin, which we've seen throughout the year. But how many more adverse headlines can you let a player create for your brand like he has? I read the Panthers' statement with interest yesterday, particularly around the statue, because all the dialogue from the club behind the scenes in the last couple of weeks is, why is everyone making a big deal out of this? So I think it was a statement that was basically done out of necessity. I don't really know how many people at Penrith believe it. And to be honest, it's not the biggest misdemeanour in the world, the breaking of the trophy. And as I sort of wrote in my column last Friday, they were really angry, the club, that I had linked it to the death of Norm Provan. But I didn't link it in terms of trying to have a shot at the Panthers. I was saying it just the amount of former players and people in the game that really felt like the trophy had been disrespected was more of a mark of respect for both Norm Provan and Arthur Summons. But Penrith have to realise, and I think they're one of the best stories to come out of the NRL in the last couple of years, and they should be celebrated. Nathan Cleary gets a bad rap. He's just got some certain people in the media who don't like him, and he's made a couple of stuff-ups. He's 23. But in the big scheme of things, they're not the biggest mistakes. He's a class act. When you talk to him, away from football, he's a really, really respectful young kid. A lot of those other players in that team, the likes of Luai, the likes of To'o, they're great ambassadors for the sport and for their area. But they're going to bring it all undone if they don't get these little things in terms of their perception in the public in order. And, you know, you can... Like, the whole claim that they're an arrogant team is just not right. They're a bunch of young players who are very confident. And that's, you need that to be a premiership winner like they are. But they need to realise, or someone at the bloody club needs to realise, that it's not a pub competition. And if your players put stuff on social media, or people who are friends of the players or relatives of the players, as in the case of the statue, put things on social media, it's going to reflect poorly on them and reflect poorly on the club. And that's just how it is. And whether you like it or not, we think social media is a pain in the arse, and that's just the world we live in. And that's the world that professional sport lives in. So if you don't get on top of that and make sure that your image is squeaky clean, you're going to cop what you've just copped. So I'd hate to see Penrith undo all the good stuff that they've done in the last 2-3 years in particular, and also their true character as a club and the true character of most of those players in that team. I'd hate for all that to be undone by the fact that they can't, you know, keep their phone in their pockets.
Well, they quite rightly, as you point out, deserve to be celebrated for what they've achieved over the last 2 years in particular, and this year, obviously, with the grand final victory. I totally agree with that. These are young men. This is not great big misdemeanours that we're talking about here, and I'll park Tyrone May out of that one. And I agree with you on Nathan Cleary as well. This is a young man who's at the peak of his powers and will probably be going on to be a great of the game. However, I just wonder whether the club knows how much of their image is reflected through social media, because social media is a big part of society, big part of the game, and a huge part of the Panthers. I mean, every single time you look up, the Panthers are taking photos, they're posting stuff, whether it's TikTok, Twitter, Insta, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
I just wonder whether the club sits down, as Brandy says, and tells them to pull their heads in, whether they've got a framework around that social media aspect.
Obviously not well enough. Obviously they haven't got the message home strong enough. Obviously, it didn't sink in with Tyrone May, because that post in particular, where he's obviously referencing the fact that he narrowly avoided jail and somehow playing 13 minutes in a grand final meant that he was suddenly absolved of all blame after pleading guilty in court. And as I said, the magistrate said, you were very close to getting a custodial sentence. And if you read the interview with the victim, the female victim of that incident involving Tyrone May in the Sun Herald on Sunday, that was harrowing. If you haven't seen it, Google it and find it, and you'll see exactly why this stuff matters. Because what that poor girl has gone through and doesn't deserve just shows you why it's a serious matter, and probably why Penrith are well within their rights to tear up his contract and say, mate, you're not worth it.
Well, that could well be the outcome. So a fair bit for them to clean up, you think, and keep going. And they've got such great people out there involved in Penrith. So I don't think it's going to sully what they've done so far, but it certainly has tarnished the image of the club. And these little things need tidying up if they want to go on to continue to be a great team and a great club.